011, Monday night, second shiur in Hilchos Lulav. Okay, so again, just to get clear, the Mishnah says Nifridu Olav is kosher, Nifritzu is posel. Nifritzu really means, I mean, the taich of the word Nifridu means they separated. So it's like the Mishnah telling you, well, if they just separated, it's kosher. But if Nifritzu, which means, like you say, for Ratzta, Yom of Akemim, and Tzavon of Anegba, Nifritzu really means they really separated. They spread out, you say in English. They spread out. So then it's possible. So there's different explanations of that. So Sif Aleph taught us what's kosher, what Nifridu Olav means. So we had in Sif Aleph that if it's just, so we really had two explanations of Sif Aleph. Why two explanations? Because Sif Aleph tells us that Nifridu Olav, if they separated, they're kosher. And then the Ramah says, but it's mitzvah and amufcher, that it shouldn't be separated at all. So we have the Taz understood it, that it's really quite separated. It just, it starts going up with the lulav, it's headed in the same direction, and then it sort of veers off and goes down, and a downward angle. The Prima Gadim understands that means you could tie it up and make it come together. That's how the Prima Gadim understands the Taz's case. Others simply understand it that it's, and I saw yesterday, Punt Hashem was kind to me, and I saw from the bus a lulav like that on a tree, that it started off going up and then it drooped down, like it went up and then angled down without being broken. So the Taz says that's what we're talking about. It's a mitzvah and a mufcher. It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that. That's what it's talking about. But it's a mitzvah, but it is. But once it's just, even if it's separated, but it's just, they're all mamish up. They're all going up. Nothing's dangling down or even off to the side at an acute angle. It's up. You know, sometimes you look at a lulav and the leaves are quite separated. So the Taz would say that's fine. That's even fine mitzvah and amufchar. Well, we have the Mishnah Berurah that everybody argues with the Taz and says that mitzvah and amufchar is if they're mamish laying on each other. And once they're separated, even b'miktsas, even slightly, then it's not mitzvah and amufchar. And again, you have to remember that mitzvah and amufchar is even beyond kosher lechatchila. Kosher lechatchila means it's lechatchila, okay, but there's mitzvah and amufchar, that's all. You have to realize that, yeah, okay. If you want to know how much money you should spend for mitzvah and amufchar, or how much time you should spend, that's taka, very, very good question. There's no objective answer to that. You have to talk to someone you trust. Sometimes it's the rabbi, sometimes. And you really have to make a judgment call. It's true that when it comes to the Arba Minim, if the mitzvah and amufchor is a little more serious, so to speak, pardon the expression, than in other mitzvahs, because they're all qualities of hadar. Because the Torah wants it to be hadar. And that's intrinsic to the mitzvah itself, that the Torah wants it to be breathtakingly beautiful. So the more, if the mitzvah and amufchar is manifested in its beauty, which I think, Lamashal, I don't know if the lulav, it doesn't seem to me that this particular mitzvah and amufchar makes it more hadar. It's just, it's more of a lulav, because the Gemara's psukim have a lulav being like a shevet, like a stick, which comes up and all the leaves are together. So I don't know if this is manifested as if it's a manifestation of hadar. But it is a mitzvah and a mufchar, and the Mishnah Berurah certainly seems to follow most poskim, which are not like the Taz. Okay, so Siv Beis moves on to the second half of the Mishnah in Lulav HaGazel and says, Nifritzu Olav, if they spread out. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah different definitions of this psul. And it's really based on different Rishonim that explain the Mishnah and Sukkah differently. Nifritzu Olav, if they really spread out, Hushi Yildal Golo, Mishedru Shel Lulav, Ka'olei HaChorius, Koryus is your final stage of a lulav tree when it's hard like wood, and it's really going out. At, it looks like a fan, Amish. It goes out like that. So the Hainu, we'll call it the Ramah for convenience sake, but it's probably not the Ramah. The Hainu she'enan olam in hashedra, ela she'tluyan lamata. So that's possible. It doesn't even go up. It's off to the side, or if it's even down. So that's seer number six, hasn't mamish going down. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. The Hainu. Ratzalomar the Gamze. This is called it's dangling. This is called it's not connected anymore to the shedra. It is connected to the shedra. It has a solid connection. If you look at the picture, solidly connected. But this is called nidaldalu. That's the lashon of the Rishonim. Nidaldalu ole hachorios. So it's called nidaldalu. Even if it's Rashi learns. See, Rashi learns it mamish came off. It mamish came off. It came off the shedra totally, and you just bound it back on. You artificially created the lulav with its leaves. It's artificial because it came off. So Rashi learns that's what's possible. Some Rishon, many Rishonim argue with Rashi because they say that's possible that it's possible. Okay, so they learn other pshatim, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that this is also nedal delume erech hashedra afshar dayin lo nekru michiburim. They weren't uprooted from their connection to the shedra. For who adin, and now he says another psul. Who adin a nekru mimakom chiburon. Now look at seer seven. This is quite. It might be a subtlety in some lulavim. We'll see in a moment. It doesn't matter if one is like that. It has to be most of the leaves to make it psul. But seer seven. If you look, if you have the picture book, like it doesn't take much. If you look here, like it's cut into the shedra, it's like it's not connected to the shedra anymore. It's dangling, but its main connection is shot. It's cracked. If anybody had the picture books, Seer 7, you see like a pretty, look at the difference here. Like this is kosher, this would be posel already. It's cracked. The natural connection to the shedra is it's a separate leaf, and it's laying on the shedra. If even below its natural connection, it keeps going down. It's like cracked. Right, it's cracked. It's like it might look like a jigsaw in this puzzle. And that could happen in shipping. It could happen in the shipping of the lulavim. It could crack, and it's still sitting there. So that would be now. Before we get all excited, it's not possible unless most of the leaves of the lulav are like that. But that's the case that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. It's ne'ekar from its natural connection to the shedra. It's hanging in there. It's not going to fall off. It's not Rashi's case where it's artificially bound with a string or with whatever you decide to bind it. But we paskin that that's also called nekru. And that's even afshein klius lamata. You wouldn't even recognize there's anything wrong. No, so we have so far. We have nifritzu olav. If it's not even going up with the lulav, it's very spread out. It's off to the side, even pointing down. And we have the Mishnah Berurah saying that it's also nifritzu if it's not connected to the shedra properly. That's two kinds of nifritzu, two kinds of lack of connection to the shedra. One is that it's connected gesunt, but it's just totally spread out like a fan. And one is that it's cracked at its mokom chiburon, and it doesn't have a normal connection to the shed, even if it's still hanging in there. Literally and figuratively, hanging in there. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah brings out a very interesting halacha. V'yim ha-shedra ba'atzma nishbaro. Mamash cracked. See your number 9 if you have the picture book. I have an extra picture book, maybe. Over there for this table, I have an extra one. So we're on the first page. No, we're on the second page. No, we are on the first page. I'm sorry. On the first page of Mishnah Berurah. So Seer 9 shows you what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. And you'd say, wow, how could that be kosher? Yet there's a sheet that it's kosher. The shedra broke, but not completely. It's still hanging in there. It didn't completely break. It mamish cracked. So if all the leaves are like that vis-a-vis the Shedra, it's possible. But let's say the Shedra itself was cracked. Nearly the kosher. Now, this is not the Mishnah Berurah saying nearly. This is he's quoting. Nearly the kosher. The dafka barovol in posel, if most of the leaves were cracked in that way and not having their natural connection to the Shedra anymore, even though they're still hanging on there by a thread or by a lot of threads, posel. Why? How could that be? How can you have, that doesn't make any sense. So he says, you do have an equivalent. Most of the ribs are broken. That's picture number 11. Trefa, that animal's a trefa. But Vinishbura Hashedra is kshera. If the spine is broken, it's kosher. So it's not such an anomaly. And the Gemara, it's interesting. It might sound like a weird comparison, and we'll see in a second. Many Acharonim hold it's a strange comparison. But the Gemara actually does compare. We'll have in Hilchus Esrog, the Gemara compares when the Esrog grats on the inside certain different ways. The Gemara does compare it to the lungs of an animal when we say the animal's trefa or not. So the Gemara makes this comparison between things. And as we said in the Maral Shir Shabbos, if you were there, you would have heard that the Torah really. The Torah is like a, you can clone, you could probably clone the whole Torah from any din in the Torah. Just like you could clone a whole person from one cell. But as the Maral says, since the Torah is all-encompassing, so you could probably take any piece of something all-encompassing and recreate the whole. Because every part of the whole is all-encompassing. So that's all. Okay, this is already Maral talk. But anyway, so Shabbos, I said, like you can compare Hilchus Esro can teach you something about Hilchus Dreyfus, and vice versa. Ochein, however, if this happens, Yesh Lo'ogdo, certainly you should fall it, Shelo Yipol Amata, it shouldn't crack off totally. Kachkos of Amogen Avram.
I will have Yachron
and Chokum
al Zeh. Many. What does it mean if you take your aluminum and you cut off the bottom?
Oh, he's talking about the Shedra's crack.
So when does it start being called Shedra? And you're cutting off the bottom.
No. He's talking about the Shedra. There's a shear of Lulav, for Tfachim. He's talking about in the shear Kashrus is cracked. If it cracked under, if it cracked below 4 Tfachim, just cut off the whole thing. Then nobody's going to hold its puzzle. Just throw out the whole thing. We're talking about within the shear of the Lulav. What? From the top of the Shedra. The Shedra doesn't go to the top of the Lulav. You need 4 Tfachim of Shedra. The shiny Hossam, you can't compare it to Trefus, because even when the spine is broken, the spinal cord is still there. The Chut HaShedra Kayim. Ubo Pali Hechshero Shom. The Nitzak HaChut. If the spinal cord broke, Avsha HaShedra Kayim Trefa. So how can you compare? Mashenki Binyaneta by a Lulav, there's nothing else there, but if this is the spine, it's the spine, it's the spinal cord, it's everything. Okay. Ubisimir Begley Yeshakos, Magan Avram never meant that. Thank God for Magan Avram Nishpura Mamish. He didn't mean it was broken, like in picture number 9. But rather, the Imkelo Odis, Miniktam Rosh on the puzzle. How can it be better than if the top of the Lulav is clipped off its puzzle? And if in the middle it's mamish cracked, it doesn't make any sense that it should be kosher. Elisha Rotzal Omar means it's very, very bent over, like in picture 12. That would be a machlekes achroinim, why it's bent over like this. Some say it's very, very soft, and it's naturally so bent over. But others learn it means like someone mamish, it's unnaturally that way. Someone like bent it over. The guy in the shipping department bent it over, or the guy in the store, he goes, hey, let me show you this little one. Anyway, so the Magen Avraham's talking about picture number 12. That's what he's talking about. So it's not broken at all. That's the Mishnah Berurah's point. Magen Avraham was never machshir when the Shedra is broken at all. He meant it's way bent out of shape. Okay, but it's not so clear what anybody would be machshir. Certainly nowadays when there's an abundance of lulav and no one's going to buy such a lulav. Okay.
Whatever's no good, it would be come under the heading of nefesh.
If what?
Whatever see of broken shekel is no good, it come under nefesh to Allah, or it's a different
soul? I don't think so. It sounds to me like, if it's a comparison to trade, it's like, this is the essence of the luluf. Like, there's no luluf. The luluf broke. So at what point is it called the luluf broke? Okay, the nekru lamata. So sifkot and hay now. So what do we have? So we have nifritu olav, is that they're spread out like a fan. The Mishnah Berurah gave us another case that they've come off the shedra. They're not really connected to the shedra properly. Now we're up to sifkot and hay, which is another case. This is Rashi's case that they totally came off the shedra. So that's what our Ramos says. V'koshkeinem nifritu v'neklu lamata. On the bottom, it means not lamatam and ashedra means on the bottom. The posel afilu avdon, even if you artificially tie them up, it's still no good. I guess okay, that's what Rashi holds. So the other Rishonim say it's not a chiddush. Maybe it is. You know, there's a lumdus here. If the etzem luluv is the shedra, nor it's posel without leaves. So who says the leaves have to be natural? Maybe even if after they've come off, you can. You know, stick them back on. Maybe that's so. That's why the Mishnah says it's possible. A nekru lamata, ratzalam lamata, b'mokom chibur olam l'shedra. That's what lamata here means. It means where they're normally connected to the shedra. Nekru shaman ashedra, they came off totally. Veinu muchubor melagid they are good. So certainly that's no good. So that's three cases of nifritzu. One is that they've spread out and they don't even go up with the lulav at all. One is that they got disconnected from the shedra, even if they're still hanging in there. And the third shot is the koshkein of the Ramah, that they've totally come off of the shedra. Now we have a fourth case. We continue in the Ramah. V'cheinan niskashu ha'olin ke'eitz. This, it usually goes together with being spread out, but not necessarily. I'm sorry, I have to learn the Mishnah Berurah of cut involved. That if it came off, it's possible I feel well done. When we learned previously that it's possible when it's spread out, it's also possible even if you've managed to tie them together and they're not spread out like a fan anymore. Just like in the case when they came off entirely, it's spoken out that it's possible even if you've tied them together. So in the case where they spread out like a fan and you've managed to be able to get them clumped together again by tying them, so it's also still possible. That's what the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Now we go back to the fourth case of nifritzu olav, and really this just means it got hard like wood. The leaves are not pliant anymore. They're naturally pretty soft. They could bend, and then they became hard like eights. Even if they didn't, usually it goes together with spreading out. But let's say it didn't. Let's say it didn't spread out. But it became like it's not a lulav anymore. And some say that's called nifritzu olav. That's all. They're not lulav leaves anymore. They have a different name. They're chorius leaves, as we saw before. Now the Mishnah Berurah has a case. Let's say they're starting to get hard. The inhischel is kashos. Vadayin lo nasa ke'eth. But it's not hard like wood yet. Zehu nikra b'gemara. That's what the Gemara calls. Doma l'charus, it's only like charus, the kosher, and then it's kosher, but feel no longer, you don't even have to tie it together. Achen, but realize that teva ha'ilon shebeshoa she'olon eschidol eskashos, what goes hand in hand with the leaves becoming hard, is nasu aleihem mufurados, they separate from each other. So anyway, you're not supposed to use it l'chatchila. Kor le'el, the mitzvah min ha'mufchash lo'yum mufurados, you're not going to use it anyway l'chatchila, but it's good to know that b'di'evet it's kosher. But again, the fourth psul of the Mechaber, of the Ramah, is that it got hard like wood, even if it's not going down, even if it didn't spread out, that is a psul in and of itself. Okay, now the Ramah ends up, because all of these psulim that we're talking about is berov olin, only if it happened to most of the leaves. Aval amiyut olin na'asukach, Ushar Olin Nisharu, and everything else is fine. Vadayin Halulov Nishar Mechusu Ba'olin, so kosher. That's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah Barov Olin. Now, Rov Olin and the Mishnah Berurah speaks out for Rov Kol Oleh Va'Oleh. Let's say we talk about, I don't know, let's say the Pesula came off of the Shedra. So, you need most of the leaves to come off of the Shedra, and then when you're looking at each leaf, it would have to be most of that leaf came off of the Shedra. Either most of the length of the leaf, this is the Mishnah Berurah doesn't speak out, this is in the Prima Gadim, either most of the length of the leaf or most of the width. Either or, that's what the Prima Gadim seems to be saying. So that's not so uncommon, perhaps. If you look at picture number 7, where you have like the crack where it's naturally connected to the Shedra, and it's not naturally connected to the Shedra anymore, so if most of the width this happened to, not only most of the length, but only most of the width is also no good. But it still has to happen to most of the leaves to make it possible. Beruba kakulo, bavekilu have a lulav below olin, so it's in all of these things, it's like a lulav without leaves. The lulav needs leaves, even though the essence of the lulav is the Shedra, but part of the kashrus of the lulav is created by the Shedra being covered by leaves. The dafkim hubasoch, now the Mishnah Berurah says, the dafkim hubasoch shira lulav to dala tvachim. This is only a problem if it's in the top four tvachim of the lulav. People come on this in the top reish nun. Achin and nishbu rov olin shal alulav hayesim b'kashir. If in the bottom, v'nisha rov shir shal lulav sholem. If nishbu rov olin shal lulav, both of the leaves of the lulav, hayesim b'kashir. V'nisha rov shir shal lulav sholem. Yesh lehistapek in azlinan basa rov halulav u'pasul. O basa rov hashir b'kashir. What's this case? Most of the olin broke off. The part that's most of the olin, hayesim b'kashir. So why might it be possible? It's not clear to me why might it be possible. You can chop off the whole thing. Oh, so that's what the Shaar HaTzion says in Yud Gimel. He says, if the rove of the shear is the top part, I see. Because if it's the top part of the lulav, Sanachanami, just cut away the bottom. And you have no problem. Then that's not a problem for sure, the Shaar HaTzion says in Yud Gimel. But if you turn to the next page, and you'll see which picture. No. Yeah, Seer number 4. The Mishnah Berurah Safek is the first picture, Aleph. Nishbu Rova Olin Hayosim Kashir. Nishbu Rova Shir Lamala Shalem. No, that's what's good. That's what's good. That's the Shaar HaTzion we just learned. That you have the whole top is good. The Shir of the Mishnah Berurah, where he's not sure. Rova Shir Hulamato. Lamala Nishbu Rova Olin. That's on Seer 5. Picture number 5. Achenim. And Nishbu Rova Olin Shal Lulav. Ayosim Kashir. Yeah, but it's not on top. No, it's.
But
the good part's on top. What? The good part is not on top. So then you have a problem. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.